They read like the classic deep thought sketch from Saturday Night Live.
Quotes from anonymous strangers sharing secrets or revelations. They range from heartfelt to mundane to inane.
Here's one. Quote, I like to stop my microwave with 1 second left. It makes me feel like I'm defusing a bomb.
Here's another. My cat will only eat expensive meat, and it's costing me a fortune.
And here's one more. Sometimes I wish I could record my dreams, then wake up and watch them.
And sometimes the best part of my job is that my chair swivels.
And one final one. I wonder if I would like myself if I met me.
These are real examples of the miscellaneous musings of friends and strangers that can be delivered to your phone by a pair of apps called Secret and Whisper. It's like social networking without the profiles. With us now to explain the latest technology is Hiawatha Bray, a tech reporter and columnist for the Boston Globe. And Hiawatha, it was really fun reading your column this morning. So explain to us how these apps work.
Well, basically, it's almost like Facebook or Twitter, but with the very important difference that people who are reading what you're saying have no idea who you are, and the people whose stuff you are reading, well, you don't know who they are. The one of the two has been around for a couple of years now. It's called Whisper, and it's really recently taken off in a big way. They won't say exactly how many people are using it, but it's got to run into the millions. They claim about 3 billion page views are happening per month. With Whisper, they have absolutely no idea who anybody on the network is. You sign up, you get a pseudonym and a PIN number that you use to log in. And in fact, it actually locks onto the specific ID transmitted by your phone. So they know whose phone it is, but they don't know who the person is. And then this stream of consciousness stuff just starts appearing on your phone. You see a text message along with a photograph, which the software will automatically pick a background image that they think is related to what you're saying, or you can pick one yourself. And people just post random thoughts about whatever is on their mind. It's amazing.
It seems like this could be the answer or the solution to people getting in trouble for being indiscreet on Twitter or Facebook or other social media sites, which, of course, is a huge common online hazard. You know, you post something mm-hmm. and you regret it. So does this kind of eliminate that worry because no one knows who the person posting is? Or is it really not as anonymous as it's billed to be?
Well, the one that we were just talking about, Whisper, is actually quite anonymous. I suppose ultimately they could find a way to trace it back because they have a specific ID that is attached to your phone. And if, for example, a police department insisted on them giving them that information, they could probably eventually track it back to you. In the case of the other one, which is called Secret, they definitely could because you give them your email address when you sign up for it, and they go through your address book and find all of your friends who are using Secret. Secret is different from Whisper because when you send a message on Whisper, anybody in the world might get it. When you send a message on Secret, it only sends it to other Secret users who are in your address book, plus their friends who happen to be on Secret as well. I have 91 people who are in my address book who are on Secret. And so when I send out a message, those 91 people see it, as opposed to the whole world. But that means I always have to be careful because the message I'm posting is going to somebody who does know me. So I've got to be careful.
Watch out for identifying information.
Exactly. So you have to be a little more cautious about what you say.
Now, can we assume that some of these supposed secrets or confessions are made up or fake or just people trying
course.
To get a gag lines?
Okay. Oh, of course. You know, some of this stuff is just such utter nonsense. There's no way it could be true. But other things on it really come across as quite heartfelt, quite serious. And that's what's so amazing about it. Some of it is filthy. It's almost, you know, pornographic. Much of it is just mundane silliness, and some of it are real people with real problems who are just sitting there. Like, there's one I just read where this guy said, you know, when I was young, I wish somebody would arrest my father. He was drunk, and he was a troublemaker. He's now in recovery, and I'm so glad they didn't do that. Just this story about how his life has turned around. And other people talking about their secret regrets, their secret desires, their fears. It's just fascinating stuff. And you feel at times a little worried reading it. It's almost uncomfortable reading. And you certainly do not want this app to be used by your kids. This is something I'm very insistent about. This is not for minors.
Right, because you basically conclude that, as you write, you think these are basically hazardous and unhealthy because the post can end up being abusive and hurtful, particularly for young people.
They can be hazardous. I don't want to be dogmatic about it because also I think this serves a useful purpose. Look at all the people who line up to go onto Facebook to reveal at least a little of who they really are. We all, as human beings, have this need to share stuff with other people. But in some cases, it's stuff you just couldn't bear somebody else to know attached to your name.
Huh.
And this is an outlet for that. And in some contexts, I don't think it's bad. But carried to an extreme, it could be very hazardous. It's certainly not something that an immature person ought to be using. And of course, course, we have a classic case of that with another app that you may have heard of called Yik Yak, which I didn't include in this story. Yik Yak is different. It only connects you with people who are within 1.5 miles of where you are. So it's much less useful. I tried it. I didn't like it. High school kids fell in love with it because they could use it on campus and talk to all the kids in their immediate area. And it turned out they were using it for bullying purposes. It was really horrible. And so the company...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, the company that makes Yik Yak has redesigned the software so that it will no longer work when it's within GPS range of a school. So you can't use it there anymore. That's how bad it got. So far, that has not happened with Whisper or Secret. But that is a danger, and one more reason why younger viewers or readers really might, parents really should keep them away from it.
But despite all these perils, I'm really interested in that you think there is some value, which is that maybe it's sort of like a therapy for people harboring secrets that are eating away at them and they need to get something off their chest, but don't want to sort of tell people close to them. You think there is a little value in that sense?
I do. And I just can't bring myself to completely condemn it. It makes me uneasy. But when you sit there and you read some of the fascinating stuff on there, like soldiers talking about their experiences in Afghanistan or parents talking about the problems they're having raising their kids, a lot of the stuff that's there is perfectly reasonable stuff from reasonable people who are trying to cope with problems in their lives that they don't necessarily want to identify with themselves, but they need help and they need advice. And these are very interesting ways of going out to the world and getting that advice. The problem is, of course, there's also a lot of garbage there, and you just have to sort through it on your own. I suppose, ultimately, it should be, for example, Secret, or rather Whisper, has a tagging feature so that you can search for messages on particular topics. So eventually, we should be able to have a version of a product like this that only gives us messages about things like, child rearing or romance or something like that, and will filter out all the messages about stuff you don't want to hear about, like drugs or something like that.
And
so
Hiawatha,
there are ways you can do this.
Of all the messages that you've looked through, do you have a favorite secret message you've come across?
Well, I just loved the one about the soldier saying that when I was in the army he didn't say which country, Iraq, Afghanistan, whatever, whenever he fired his weapon, he tried to miss. He would shoot to make sure that he didn't actually hit somebody. And he got hundreds of responses. Some of them called him a coward. Others said, hey, wait a minute. I mean, you just didn't want to kill a human being. And it's just fascinating to me that somebody would say that and then see how the rest of the world reacts to him saying, I don't want to kill people. And that's the kind of thing you find here. And that's why I can't entirely condemn it. It's amazing stuff.
That is fascinating. That's Hiawatha Bray. He writes about technology for the Boston Globe and joins us here regularly on Radio Boston to talk about the world of tech. Hiawatha, thank you.
Thank you.
Stay with us. It was a long, cold winter, tough on our souls and really tough on our gardens. We've got experts to assess the damage and take your calls. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.